want to call to order the regular Board of Commissioners meeting Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. First, if you'll join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Next, approval of the May 14th minutes, please.
Sure, I make a motion to go ahead and approve the meeting minutes for May 14th, 2024.
Second. Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Review of the agenda. Anything to add or?
Staff has
none. No? Gentlemen, anything to add? No? Okay. With that, please, Amanda, play our public comment.
The purpose of the public comment period is to give the audience an opportunity to provide comments to commissioners regarding agenda items or other topics. It is an official on-the-record communication geared toward giving information and opinions to consider in the decision-making process. While the commissioners welcome hearing from you, please know that the public comment period is not an opportunity for dialogue with commissioners or for posing questions with the expectation of an immediate answer. Many questions require an opportunity for information gathering and deliberation. For this reason, the commissioners will accept comments, but will not directly respond to comments, questions, or concerns raised during the public comment period. Audience members who wish to speak should raise your hand to be called upon by the chairman, or virtual participants use the raise hand feature. Come to the podium, or virtual participants unmute your microphone when called upon. State your name and address for the record. And after speaking, write your name and address on the record sheet. Virtual participants do not complete this step. To allow every participant an opportunity to be heard, public comments will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. The chairman will indicate when your allowed time has elapsed. In the interest of running an orderly meeting, we ask that you do not duplicate comments made by a previous speaker. Instead, please simply confirm your agreement with previous statements. When appropriate, the commissioners may refer an item identified during public comments to the county administrator for further action. Please note that if a speaker intends to give commissioners any records of any kind as a part of a presentation, the records must be handed directly to the clerk of the board for distribution.
Okay, start here with Prosser. We have Eileen Alexander. Would you like to speak? State your name and address, please, for the record.
My name is Eileen Alexander. My address is 183106 East Gamecorn Road, Kennewick. I am here to speak to you about drug and alcohol treatment. I come to you as a nurse that actually does and works in these treatment centers. It is important to remember that alcohol and drugs are poisons and very toxic to the systems, and all of them require intense medical care. The treatment, we give Narcan to people with opioid abuse, there is no treatment for meth. Also, whenever you guys give Narcan, every patient that we have says it's like being set on fire because it binds on every single pain receptor. So you get this patient in that is screaming and you have to put them in restraints. I speak to you about a recent experience where we had one of these patients in the ER. We had another one of our patients that became acutely confused and was trying to break out the window. And another one that was actively exit seeking and confused. There were 6 people in the building. 600 Seattle nurses picketed at the Virginia Mason Medical Center after a nurse was stabbed in the face. The statements were, you're just running from crisis to crisis in the hope that we can be proactive with our care. We're seeing an increase in violence and less ability to meet care because of our lack of staffing and resources. So we are going to build a much needed facility to take care of drug and alcohol. However, staffing is very, very difficult. Every single facility in this area depends on agency staffing, which make up to double what your regular staffing does. Yakima has this beautiful medical facility. They can't staff it. Lourdes is expanding their facility. They can't staff it. The full staffing requires the agency staffing. So while converting the KGH facility to convert the KGH facility to accommodate drug and alcohol rehab, we will have to totally gut that facility to make it more like a jail, because that's what it is. And if you guys do that, please remember that there's lots of copper in there that can be recycled, so you can get money from that. My time is up, but I just want to say that what it will require, the money that it will require to staff a facility, especially as large as what we're asking to do, is going to be very difficult, because Lourdes and Yakima can't staff theirs, and Lourdes is expanding. But what money we have is going to go very rapidly. So please look hard at the staffing ability of this building and what will happen to that building if we can't staff it and if we can't provide need, because it will no longer be as valuable as it is now. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else here?
Unmuted.
Officer? Who's this?
I always click on the streaming link instead of the join meeting link. So
no, yeah, no one. Is anyone in Kennewick? Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead, and Kennewick, just give your name and your address for the record, please.
Good morning, Tina Gregory, Kennewick, Washington. Thank you for this time. I'm here today to explain how... Pardon me?
Sorry, go ahead. That was someone online. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm here to explain how we the people are tired of the out-of-control government. I own my own house and a business, yet I'm being taxed out of ownership. I have a storage facility that doubled in value in 1 year. Yes, my taxes doubled too. I didn't receive the notification because they keep sending it to my original address. Now I can't argue the increase. The 1% increase for pencils and things should not be on our backs. The county needs to learn how to stop increasing our taxes every year. I don't get increased income every year. I was 100% for the safety tax. I do, however, want a say on how it is spent. I don't believe it should be up to just a few people. I would like it posted on a website and allow discussion before it is spent. I just found out that unelected State Bar Association got to write a new law for our prosecutors. This is against our Constitution. I want my local government to step up and crush this. Our prosecutors' hands are tied too much already. It's time we equip them to fight against the out-of-control crime. You can look at the State Bar adopts new public defense standards, done on March 14th. I want to discuss the chemtrails that are sprayed daily around the U.S. No, it's not a conspiracy theory. Tennessee legislators actually put a ban on them. Why do we allow ourselves to be poisoned? I'm asking each of you to step up against these poisons. Why are we allowing evil to control our societies? We have hardworking taxpayers funding things that we don't believe in. We have open illegal borders. The UN is funding it along with our federal government. When are any of you going to step up? We the people want local action. We elected you to stand up for us. Our out-of-control lawfare needs to be stopped. We all know the lies of the fake media, the big January 6th FBI-headed insurrection. A grandma was just sentenced to prison for taking pictures in the Capitol. We have seen the real videos that showed the police escorting the people into the building. We want justice for these prisoners of war. Corrupt people walk a thorny, treacherous road. Whoever values life will avoid it. Direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. Well, this is becoming impossible, too, because our local schools are indoctrinating our children against their parents. I know each of you have lot of issues that you face, but I'm asking each of you to think about some of these issues and step up against them. And along with that drug rehab facility that we're going to really listen to what that lady just told you, because it seems like there's a lot of wisdom in her talk today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Is there someone online got their hand
raised? I don't see any hands raised online.
No.
If you're online, can you please raise your hand? Nope. Robert, yeah, I don't see any hands raised either.
Okay. Okay, we'll close the public comment and move on to the consent agenda.
Sure, I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda items A through T. Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda items A through T. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Gentlemen, any other business?
I have none.
No? Okay. Nothing? No? Mr. Spencer? No? You looking? No? Anyone? Kennewick electeds?
I didn't see any elected.
Nope. Okay. With that, then we're going to go at ease for an executive session with Mr. Brown, potential litigation. You want to?
For up to 20 minutes.
For up to 20 minutes. It is now 9:11. We'll be at ease. 9:31.
9:31, we can have an executive session to discuss potential litigation.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Brown. Anything else?
No. Nothing from staff.
No. Well, we got a 11 o'clock finance meeting. Mr. Spencer, okay. Anything else, gentlemen?
No, I'm good.
Okay,
thank you.
We're adjourned. Everyone have a good rest of the week.